June 6, 2026. Today's reading from Discovery. God who brings light. Opening prayer. Father, as I read your word, please give me the courage and patience that allow your words to transform my life. Read Isaiah chapter 45, verses 1 through 8. This is what the Lord says to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I take hold of, to subdue nations before him and to strip kings of their armor, to open doors before him so that gates will not be shut. I will go before you and will level the mountains. I will break down gates of bronze and cut through bars of iron. I will give you hidden treasures, riches stored in secret places, so that you may know that I am the Lord, the God of Israel, who summons you by name. For the sake of Jacob, my servant, of Israel, my chosen, I summon you by name and bestow on you a title of honor. Though you do not acknowledge me, I am the Lord, and there is no other. Apart from me, there is no God. I will strengthen you, though you have not acknowledged me, so that from the rising of the sun to the place of its setting, people may know there is none besides me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. I form the light and create darkness. I bring prosperity and create disaster. I, the Lord, do all these things. You heavens above, rain down my righteousness. Let the clouds shower it down. Let the earth open wide. Let salvation spring up. Let righteousness flourish with it. I, the Lord, have created it. Reflect. Consider Psalm chapter 139, verses 11 through 12. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. God is summoning Cyrus to subdue nations, even though Cyrus doesn't know or honor God. Cyrus is simply God's instrument to fulfill his purposes. There are similar themes here to other passages we have looked at over the last week. God is the one in control, including in our worlds today. How do you think God's people would have felt in Isaiah's time? Let us not be discouraged, but instead pray for faith when the world seems full of disaster. In verse 4, God reminds us that all he does is for the sake of his people, Israel. Just as God chose Cyrus, so he chose his people to be the ones through whom his purposes are fulfilled on earth. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 through 10, God reminds us that he has chosen his people for himself and called them, us, out of darkness into light. God has power over light and dark, as verse 7 of today's passage affirms. Through all that happens in our world, God can bring light. He is promising hope, pictured here in the form of rain showering down, enabling righteousness to flourish. Apply. Reflect on 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 through 10. How does it change your day and its priorities to think that you are chosen by God and called into his light? Closing prayer. Lord, chosen, redeemed, your special possession is who I am in Christ. Thank you for calling me out of darkness to prosper in your marvelous light.